All right, we're back now with Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh. And, Coach, welcome back. How are things over there on the other side of the bridge?
Oh, it's really exciting to be back and playing football, coaching, and the kids are excited. The parents are excited. It's just it's been great. You know, we missed it there back in fall, you know, the weather has started to cooperate. We had some cold days, but right now, I mean, it looks like it's going to be nice tomorrow. We're playing tomorrow afternoon up at Amesbury at 1 o'clock.
Coach, excitement has been the word across the board, and I think what's combined with that is the outlook that things are getting better, maybe not rapidly enough, but things are getting better in general. And so also across the board, coaches have said that the kids and the coaches as well have this understanding of how every single game, especially for seniors, every single game this year is special.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure, Rick, because you know, what we said to the kids on our first meeting and for our first practice, and I had heard a virtual clinic, Coach Hapley from BC talked about how well they had done with the COVID to protect these kids' senior year, you know, his fifth year, fourth year seniors. And it's the same for us. I mean, you know, you have one party and you could be shut down for 2 or 3 weeks, and that's half of our guys' season, you know, and this is their senior year and this is it. So you got to really come together and, you know, just make an effort to make sure that you take care of things and we're out there and playing every week.
Jim,
so, you know, that's where, you know, that's been our goal. And it makes each game all the more important. You know, as you see, I see teams are looking for games and, you know, it's crazy. It's a crazy time.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, one advantage, if you could call it that I think you have with Fall 2 football is the kids are experienced now with this, and they know the protocol, they know the attitude, they know what they're supposed to do, and they've got all that taken care of, so now they just can come in and say, Coach, teach me some football.
Yeah, we're that's what we're doing. I mean, they still have to, you know, you still got to be careful, and you still have to make good decisions outside of practice, outside of school. But yes, no, it's football. We're back doing the things that the coaches love and the kids love, and that is coaching and playing football.
It's been good. You took on a big team last week, Newburyport. You know, always good size and a lot of kids and strong. And it was a tough one. Some of your guys got banged up. Give me the positives that came out of that game, because I know there was some good stuff for Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah, well, I mean, the one we knew is that, you know, Brian Monahan, you know, is going to be a force. You know, he was last year as a wide receiver, and he plays D-back. He's going up to St. A's to play. They recruited him as a wide receiver. He's 6'5", you know, 180 pounds. But even though Carter Coffey went down in the first Newburyport drive, so he only played defense. He never got in on offense. I don't think he'll be back this week, but Marcus Norden came in and threw, you know, two touchdown passes. John Ertel, then Marcus got hurt, and John Ertel came in, a sophomore, and, you know, he led the team to a touchdown. So there were a lot of positives. I mean, some of our newer players, you know, kind of, we're pretty green. We have a lot of JV players that are stepping up, and this is really their first year playing on the offensive and defensive line. Right now, you know, they're getting better, and I think, you know, this week, you know, we think we have a pretty good game plan, and now we just got to go out and execute. But the kids are, you know, they are excited, and they have been. You know, not surprises, because we knew some of these kids were going to step up. Thomas Ring made a great touchdown catch for us. And let's see, you know, Marty Cook, you know, we knew he was an experienced, you know, defensive player for us, and Jack Mulvihill. So those kids were coming up on the offensive line. We saw some, you know, kids kind of step up and make some good plays, blocking and catching. So, mm-hmm. you know, we were happy, you know, with a lot of things, but we had a lot of work to do. And I don't think that was representative of the of our team last week's game. But Newburyport, besides being having a lot of experience, they also were very fast. And so it was tough. You know, it was tough to get outside on them. It was tough to contain them. They had some fast people. Coach, I'll tell you that.
Coach Ingram always quotes that cliche: "You can't teach fast, can you?"
No, you cannot. Yeah.
Either have it or you don't. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. That's tough to run up against that. Coach Amesbury had quite a game against Ipswich. That thing was back and forth, went down to the wire. And I'm sure you've had a chance to look at Amesbury. What do you see from them?
Well, we see the same thing we saw last year. Was that, you know, they run that T formation with no splits, and they're very good at it. The quarterback McDonald is very good. It's kind of based on some wing T stuff, but it's not the wing T. That's what Ipswich was running last week. But it was the kind of offense that, you know, it's just buckle up, get in there, and it's almost like the old Oklahoma drills that we would do, you know, where you got a blocker and a tackler and one ball carrier trying to squeeze between two dummies. It's every play is just, it's not wide open. And that's, you know, that's their game. And we don't face any other teams that I know of that are running that offense. So it's, you know, you got 5 days. We had a good week of practice and got ready. So, but it's going to be a rock and sock 'em, you know, battle physically hopefully when we have the ball, you know, we spread things out a little bit more and, you know, we can have some success. We did have some success moving the ball against Newburyport. So, we got to keep the chains moving, as they say.
Coach, before I let you go, tell me a lineman or two that look good on film for you.
Well, Tim Seward is a sophomore, and he started last year as a freshman. And, he's been playing well. Jackson Duby has been playing well. He went both ways. He's an offensive tackle and a defensive and D end. Marcus looked good at defensive end. So we're in a four man line and we had some, you know, newer kids in there, and you know, the Jackson Courtney, and he did some good things. Our other tackle, Todd Jackson, our center, you know, he did a good job. So, I mean, we're getting there. You know, they're gaining experience and getting there, and it's a lot different going from JV to varsity.
That is Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.